So third debate last night between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. What did the world hear last night of interest in a foreign policy debate between two candidates for president of the United States? The U.S., of course, still crucial in so many global issues. We wanted to end this hour with a discussion of foreign policy. No more punditry. With us is Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO. Ambassador, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a sense, first of all, of anything that was elucidated last night that gave you details on what a Romney doctrine might be on, sharpening your understanding of Barack Obama's foreign policy. Was this debate any kind of a forum for learning things?
It really wasn't, to be honest. I think that Governor Romney really just wanted to play it safe, keep his options open in case he does get elected. You never want to be pinned down based on something he said in the campaign process. And also, he didn't want to give voters anything negative to react to. So if he were to have said bomb Iran, or if he were to have said stay longer in Afghanistan, that might get people to react in a negative way. So he just wanted to play it safe. President Obama, he has been president for 4 years. He has policy to defend. And so he came out rather aggressively, I think, partly to try to regain the momentum in the election campaign and probably to stand on his record. So I think he came off a bit more assertive in the debate. But neither did he really give a sense of, well, how would you handle some of these really tough issues out there? And if you look around the world, it is tough out there. We've got Syria with 30,000 people killed and no end in sight as to where this is going. The Arab Spring may be going off the rails. It's too early to say. And how do we deal with that? What do you do really about Afghanistan? It's getting worse in Afghanistan. And if the Taliban keeps hearing that we're out of there, then I think they're going to take a lot of encouragement from that. And what do you do if sanctions don't work on Iran? What do you do? These are hard choices, and I don't think either candidate really wanted to dig into those very much.
All right. Well, then in the next few minutes, Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO, let's take a look at some of the statements that we pulled out of the debate and try to get a sense of what the policy is right now and where Mitt Romney actually stands. And you mentioned a couple of issues that we're going to go over in the next couple of minutes. Let's begin with Islamism, the jihadist movement. Mitt Romney really wanted to talk about that. Barack Obama definitely wanted to defend his policy. First, Mitt Romney, and you'll notice from both these comments that there's a fair amount of agreement here. First, Mitt Romney and then the president.
I congratulate him on taking out Osama bin Laden and going after the leadership in al-Qaeda. But we can't kill our way out of this mess. We're going to have to put in place a very comprehensive and robust strategy to help the world of Islam and other parts of the world reject this radical, violent extremism, which is, it's certainly not on the run.
You know, Governor Romney, I'm glad that you agree that we have been successful in going after al-Qaeda. But I have to tell you that your strategy previously has been one that has been all over the map and is not designed to keep Americans safe or to build on the opportunities that exist in the Middle East.
All right. So, Kurt Volker, are there opportunities that the administration has built on in the Middle East? The president didn't name them specifically in that remark. And are radical, violent extremists growing in the Middle East, as Mitt Romney seemed to suggest? Your view.
Well, I think that if you look around the Middle East right now, there are openings for these extremists that they didn't have before. As the regimes have changed in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya, as we see the violence in Syria now, these radical groups are out there and they're trying to have their imprint on the future of those countries. So, yeah, they're out there. Is it all al-Qaeda? No. There is al-Qaeda. We haven't gotten rid of al-Qaeda. We've taken out a lot of leadership, but it's still around. But then there are other radical Islamist groups as well. And I think that as a community, whether it's the United States or Europe or other democratic countries, we've really been slow to understand and to react to what's happening in the Arab Spring. This, I would argue, is the biggest change in international politics and security since the fall of the Berlin Wall. And I think we've been slow to understand that and slow to support the people who are demanding the realization of the kind of values that we believe in, and a little bit also slow to realize that there are armed, dangerous, well-financed groups that are trying to hijack those aspirations, and we do need to help the people push back on that.
Which brings us to Syria. You mentioned it a moment ago. Here are two remarks on Syria, first from Governor Romney and then from Barack Obama. I'm having a hard time figuring it out. Listen and see if you can decide whether these are two men calling for doing nothing in Syria or calling for doing something in Syria. I don't quite get it. Here's Mitt Romney.
I don't want to have our military involved in Syria. I don't think there's a necessity to put our military in Syria at this stage. I don't anticipate that in the future. As I indicated, our objectives are to replace Assad and to have in place a new government which is friendly to us, a responsible government, if possible. And I want to make sure they get armed.
What you just heard Governor Romney said is he doesn't have different ideas. And that's because we're doing exactly what we should be doing to try to promote a moderate Syrian leadership and an effective transition so that we get Assad out.
Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO, did you hear a call for action or inaction in Syria?
What I heard was two candidates who didn't want to put out the idea of using U.S. military force again in the Middle East because of the concern that that would turn off voters. But at the same time, if you look at Syria, if what we were doing is working, we wouldn't have 30,000 Syrians dead right now. So we have been rather passive as this has gone on. And moreover, you don't see an end in sight. And moreover, you see others with a different agenda, whether it's Iran or Sunni extremists or even Shia extremists or Russia, all engaging in Syria in one way or the other, while we have been very, very passive in keeping a distance from this.
Let's take two issues on the way out here. Number one, there was a talk about funding for the Pentagon. Do you think Pentagon funding right now reflects the reality of the global challenges in the world? And if you were an official in China listening last night, did you hear anything that would either infuriate you or give you comfort and confidence?
Well, if I were in China, I would not want to be a subject of a U.S. election campaign. I would want to deal with the president as a mature country when there is a president to deal with. So I wouldn't like being bandied about as a currency manipulator and so forth. That said, I think that dealing with China will be a real issue for the second term of the Obama administration. And just on defense spending, there's always ways to improve Pentagon defense spending. There's so much of it. You can get more efficiency. You can change systems. Bob Gates was really working very hard at this when he was defense secretary. And I think there's more to do. But you don't want to do this just by taking a random axe to the Pentagon budget, which is what we're headed toward at the moment.
Before we go, can you respond to the tweet that I will get the moment you're off the air? Why did you have him on? He works for John McCain. He can't be objective.
Well, I work for Arizona State University, and I'm setting up the McCain Institute, which I think John McCain, after running for president, decided, you know, he wants to invest in global leadership and an institute that will focus on better foreign policy decision making and human rights, humanitarian affairs, national security. So it's not working directly for John McCain, but is trying to set up an institute that advances some of the values that he's based his career on.
Well, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.